unique to this year, and things I think that are of general interest, a serious summer interest. What's unique this year is that Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday. Say, okay, therefore what?
Sunday night or...
Okay, so in Shustain said in Tzemin Taf Tzadi Gimel, which is the halachas of how one conducts himself during the Yimei HaOmer in Sif Beis, where the Mechaber talks about the minhagim of not cutting here during the Yimei HaOmer. So he writes as follows, the Ramah writes as follows. Talks about that on Lag BaOmer itself, one is allowed to cut one's hair. But the Ramah says, "Ve'in l'staper ad lamin gimel ba'atzmo." One has to wait till the actual day of Lag BaOmer, v'lo mi ba'erev, not the evening before. And then he says, "Mihu, however, im chol b'yom rishon, no again l'staper b'yom shishi l'chvod Shabbos." However, if Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday, then the minig is to be mistaper to take a haircut b'yom shishi on the Friday before Lag BaOmer. Sunday is Lag BaOmer, and it's Friday is only the 31st of the Omer. So no one can stop b'yom shishi l'chvod Shabbos. That is what the Rama says. So the reason for this, I mean, Rav Moshe Zatzal explains in the Tshuva that the reason is that it shouldn't give the impression, if a person is not gonna cut his hair on that Friday, and we're talking about a person who needs a haircut, and Haraya, he goes in 2 days later and does cut his hair, so he's giving the impression that Lag BaOmer is more chashiv, or like it's a greater yontif, it's more kedusha, or more of an occasion than Shabbos. Because he came Shabbos and he went without cutting his hair, and then Shabbos is over, and the next day, Sunday, he cuts his hair to cover Lag BaOmer. So, in order not to give that impression, the minig developed, and this minig is, I mean, the Ramah brings it, so he brings it already from the Marivayel, that the minig developed to take the haircut instead on the Friday before the covered Shabbos. So a few shilas come up based on this. So let's say a person didn't do that. He didn't. He wants to cut his hair like BaOmer, and he didn't do it Friday. He forgot, or he wasn't aware of this, or whatever it may be. He wasn't. He didn't do that. So now, first of all, is it okay to do it like BaOmer? Question number one: is it okay, or are we going to take it so far as to say that no? If you do it like BaOmer, and if you do it on Sunday, then you're showing, you know, what we just said. So that the ma'aser would be okay, even though it's a minhag to do it before in order for this reason. But it's not ad kedei kach that if a person didn't do it, that it would be usur on Sunday. It would not be usur. So the question is, though, what about Motzei Shabbos? Normally, the Rama said one has to wait for Lama Gimel itself, mi bayom. And the idea being that once the day starts, so we say an inyan of mixes hayom kakula. Mixes hayom means that of the day itself, like we find if someone is sitting Shiva, so on the seventh day of Shiva, once the day starts, meaning once it's passed, you know, into the morning, so they get up from Shiva, mixes hayom kakula. Same thing is true in Shloshim, the person who's in Avelis and reaches the 30th day. the restrictions of Shloshim end in the morning. They end on day 30 in the morning. They don't end the night before, though. They end only in the morning. Rather, the end of the 12 months, there's no such halacha. And that's when the person who's in avelus for a parent, one son, and they say the avelus is 12 months, so the last day of the 12 month, it doesn't stop in the morning. They have to continue, dine avelus throughout the day. The reason for that is that there it's not, you don't say mixes a yom kakulo, something doesn't depend on days. Shiva is days, 7 days. Shloshim is 30 days. But Yud Beis Chodesh is Yud Beis Chodesh. It doesn't depend on days. It's irrelevant whether the months were Mali or Chas or whatever. Over the course of 12 months, you could there is a little bit of it varies a little bit during the winter months. That some Kislev and Tevis or Cheshvan and Kislev actually can sometimes be Mali, sometimes be Chaser. But it's irrelevant. The person who's sitting, a person who's keeping a veil for a parent, he doesn't have to count the days or make a cheshbon of the 12 months, and however long each month is. So in middle sense, it's not totally in the day, it's totally in the month. So there's no idea of mixes a yom kukul at the end, because it's not a month thing. And we certainly don't say mixes a chodesh kukul, that we don't say. Okay. But anyway, so here too, by Lag BaOmer, it's normal the person has to wait for the day. And now the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that there are achronim that say differently. There are achronim that are makel, in general, that a person could take a haircut, in a regular year, could take a haircut already the night of Lag BaOmer. And now the Mishnah Berurah Maaseh doesn't endorse it, but he quotes it. In fact, second. He writes here that he brought down these opinions because they're going to hold this way, even though he doesn't hold this should be the halacha, but since the Rabbi Lolli couldn't hold this way, so he recorded it. Okay, Al-Kapana, but assuming a person follows the halacha the way it says in the Ramah, the way the Mishnah Berurah holds, that he has to wait for the day. So is there any difference this year? Meaning this year, once he was already allowed to cut his hair on Friday. In fact, if he would have asked the Shiloh, if he would have asked the Ramah, or anyone that follows the Ramah, he would have been told to do it Friday. Don't wait for Sunday. Do it Friday before. So once that's the case, even if he missed it then, and he's going to do it on Lag BaOmer, so someone argue that he could do it Motzei Shabbos because it was mutter on Friday, so it doesn't become usher again, at night, and then mutter during the day. Once it's mutter for Friday already, so then it's mutter to left the Lag BaOmer. That's a tzad that it suggested, but a number of echorim say not like that. Halach l'maaseh, not like that. Zilshin quotes from his father, from Eliashiv Zitzel, not like that. And the Halicha Shalom says from Shalom Zaman also not like that. That if the person missed doing it on Friday and he wants to take a haircut on Lag BaOmer or shave it on Lag BaOmer, he still has to wait for Lag BaOmer. But if he's makel every year to do it the night before, so then this year is no worse. But if he's, as I said, if he's following the Pesach of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, that on a typical year it should not be done at night, so this year as well, if he didn't do it on Friday, then he would have to wait for Sunday. And or who then? A person who, let's say a person shaves. And he normally shaves every day, but during the Surah he's not shaving. But comes Erev Shabbos, so he shaves Erev Shabbos, before Erev Shabbos, before Lag BaOmer, based on the Ramah. And now it's he wants to shave again on Lag BaOmer. He's keeping what we call the second minhag, meaning he's going to, once Lag BaOmer is over, he's going to go on shaving again until whatever it is, Shloshim Me'Hagbala, whatever it is. So he wants the Chaperayin shave again on Sunday. So it would be okay to do that, because
He can.
It would be okay because Sunday is a day off from the restrictions of, even if you keep the second minute, Sunday is a day off from the restrictions. Everyone is allowed to.
But is it like a tchila? Because I know some like the Arizal that should not shave.
Okay, if a person follows the Arizal, then
this is like a tchila.
Again, the Arizal's day is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. A person follows the Arizal, he doesn't shave on Lag BaOmer itself either. There's no if a person follows the Arizal, he would not take a haircut on Lag BaOmer either.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so then this whole discussion wouldn't be.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking the whole idea from shaving Lag BaOmer, even if it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the Shulchan Aruch is first than Shulchan Aruch. I mean, there's a Hanhaga from the Arizal. It's some
right,
some
I'm just asking.
No, the answer is yes, it is L'chadchila. Yes, it is L'chadchila. So, so what I'm saying is it would be mutter again on Sunday. There's no reason why it wouldn't be mutter on Sunday. sometimes it comes out the other way, the Shaila, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in a year, and this I think it happens more often based on the calendar, in a year when Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right, is Friday and Shabbos, this year it wasn't, but some years it's Friday, Shabbos, so then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if you're keeping the first minute, but you could shave that Friday, the combination, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, you could shave. This is not a Ramah, this is the Mishnah Berurah. That you could shave and take a haircut, the cover the combined simcha kedusha of being Rosh Chodesh and that it's Erev Shabbos. So there, some people ask, oh, so you know, people that they haven't shaved for a couple of weeks since Pesach, and now it's Rosh Chodesh year, so they want to shave right Friday morning, especially if they're working. So, but they don't normally shave even for work, but now they want to shave Friday morning, and they want to shave Friday morning and then shave again before Shabbos. So there, the answer is no. Because they had the heter in the covered Shabbos, so if you're going to shave again, if you can shave in the afternoon, then the shaving in the morning is not the covered Shabbos. Shaving in the morning is just trying to take advantage of a heter to shave then and using it for work or whatever. So there it's not mutter to do it twice. But here it's the other way. Here the starting point is Sunday, like Bo'emer. Elamai, covered Shabbos comes earlier. And it's matir, so you're allowed to do L'Kavod Shabbos. But the fact you did L'Kavod Shabbos doesn't prevent you from doing it again on Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer is a day off. Not like the Rizal, but otherwise Lag B'Omer is a day off.
So interesting. Lag B'Omer mostly falls out Friday or Sunday and Tuesday. Sometimes a Thursday. So when it's a Thursday, you're going to tell me to wait for L'Kavod Shabbos?
No. Now here's where it's beforehand. It's not to let Shabbos go by unshaven, and then shave the covered, like Bayam says. But if it cares, you shave on Thursday. You look pretty good for Shabbos anyway. Especially the person takes a haircut.
It's already L'Kavod Shabbos.
Right, takes a haircut on Thursday. He's not going to need it. You know, it'll work for L'Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so that's number one. So he shouldn't do Motzei Shabbos, but if he wants to. If he missed Friday, he could do it Sunday. And even if he did miss Friday and he wants to shave again on Sunday, that would be okay. Now, the next shot is, when we say Friday, so what does that mean? What time Friday? When on Friday? Is there any restriction as to when the Friday before, again, the Friday for Lag B'Omer this year, meaning it's not this Friday, but a week from Friday, right? A week from this Friday, right? At the end of next week, the person would be allowed to take a haircut or shave, be the Ramah. Is there any... restriction as to when. So like first, so excuse me. So it's interesting that in Halicha Shlomo brings from Shlomo Zan Arbach that L'chadchila should be after Chatzos. It should be on Friday afternoon after Chatzos, which is obviously the most nicker that it's the Kavod Shabbos. Okay, but he says not ma'akev. It's definitely mutter in the morning, but if a person is able to do it, it would be preferred to do it Friday afternoon. And here again, for sure, the thing I said before would apply. To shave Friday morning and then again before Shabbos would not be okay. That's for sure. That you can't do, because if you're shaving before Shabbos, so what's your head to the shave in the morning? The whole head to the shave on Friday. It's not a day off batsim, it's just LMI, it's covered Shabbos, like we explained. So fine, so the covered Shabbos is you're gonna be shaving later before Shabbos, so you can't do it in the morning. So the fact that the person, you know, has a work thing, whatever. So
if the Kuvat Shabbos before Chatzos, it's fine, no?
If that's the only time, yeah, he's going to shave once.
I think some Yom Tov and Shemorik said Dafka to
before Chatzos. Well, Pesach. Well, the main one, with the only place it says Shulchan Aruch itself is Pesach, because Pesach, the second half of the day, or Pesach, is Shtikl Yom Tov already. You're not supposed to do malach, you're not supposed to do laundry, you're not supposed to do, you know, hair cutting, etc. But that's because, or one of the main reasons, because it's a Yom HaKrabas Karban, Gans Klal Yisrael brings a Karban. Not just busy, but that's one of the, but the day a person brings a Karban is a Yom Tov for him. It says, we don't know, we haven't experienced it yet, but hopefully soon, but the day a person brings a Karban, it's a personal Yom Tov. So Erev Pesach, every Jew in Klal Yisrael is chayav in a Karban. So it's a it's everybody's Yom Tov, so it's, so you have to, but this man,
who would pick the Shabbat, by Chatzos, whoever goes to the baking matzos or anything.
Okay. Right, so there it says not to take a haircut after Chatzos, but the evidence, if a person didn't, you can have a guy cut his hair, but not before. So that's because in Yisur Malacha. Somebody had an interesting shayla 1 year, which shouldn't have to happen, but the person was, it was actually during Corona, and a person was sitting Shiva, he lost a sibling, and he was sitting Shiva, and it was right before Pesach, and Pesach was going to be Mavatel, the Shiva was coming out in the middle of the Shiva. So there's a Shaila Achronim, by regular Yontif, if a person is sitting Shiva, he sits until the afternoon. But Erev Pesach, it's Machlokas, but some hold, he gets up at Chatzos. But not everyone holds the way, but some hold Erev Pesach gets up by Chatzos, it's Mavatel Shiva from Chatzos and on. But not before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, he's still seeing Shiva. So he wanted to know this person. He normally cuts his children's hair. When his kids need haircuts, he gives them haircuts. So it was, Erev Pesach. He was planning on, he originally had been planning on giving his son a haircut, Erev Pesach. But now he's sitting Shiva. In the morning, he's sitting Shiva. So he has to sit Shiva at least till Chatzos. Kuliyam, at least till Chatzos. And then once it's Chatzos, he can't cut hair afterwards. So, Shalabi, is there any allowance there? You simply have to tell his son, go to the barber, and cost him whatever, $20 or whatever it was, get a haircut through some other source this time. Or would there be some allowance, maybe? Because normally Novel's not allowed to do malacha. Even forget about hair cutting, can't cut his own hair. That he couldn't do even when Pesach started, because he was still going to be in Shloshim, right? But when the Yontif cuts the Shivash short, but then the person is still in Shloshim. It only ends the shloshim if the shiva was already over. In this case, it wasn't over. So cutting his own hair wasn't a shayla. He definitely couldn't do it. Shayla was, could he cut his own son hair? Was there an isur malacha? Is this a malacha in an avel? What would you say? Since after chatzos, he can't do it. So, I'm not sure if he has the shayla. I'm not sure what the psak he was given there was. Okay, but anyway, getting back here. And another interesting time that it says to do it before chatzos is during the 9 days when Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on a Friday. Sometimes Rosh Chodesh Av is a Friday, right? So then Aleph Av is a Friday, and then the next Friday is Ches Av, and Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, but it's, the fast is Nidcha till Sunday, right? That happens not infrequently, or has happened in previous years, has happened not infrequently. So there are two Fridays in the 9 days, Aleph Av and Ches Av. So there, by Aleph Av, it says a person is allowed to bathe for Shabbos, even though normally during the 9 days, I'll pay the din of the Shulchan Aruch, one can't bathe even for Shabbos. So I stayed in Shulchan Aruch. But on Aleph Av, which is Chodesh Av, he's allowed to. So there, some say, but he should, L'chatchila, should do it before Chatzos. It's better before Chatzos. That case, or, 1 second. No, I'm trying to remember that case, or maybe the case was when Ches comes out, when the same year, when the next Shabbos, whatever washing he is, I'll do a little bit of washing, perhaps that also should be done preferably before Chatzos, because after Chatzos, it's already basically Erev Tisha B'Av, and Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos is a shtekel avelus already. Okay, but normally, getting back, normally, after Chatzos is a Maila. So Shlomo Zalman says over here, next week, he's quoted at least as saying that when a person wants to cut his hair or take a shave for Shabbos, should preferably do it after Chatzos. It's muta before Chatzos, but preferably after the Shabbos. So people wonder, well, what about Thursday night? Can I do it Thursday night? Thursday night is already, it's also covered, some degree of covered Shabbos, right? And so there are those that are matir if a person absolutely can't do it. If a Friday person will not be able to do it, they're on a kila, but it's not the it's not the chetchil thing to do. The chetchil person should plan on if he's taking a haircut for Shabbos, he should do it during the day, if possible, after chatzos. But that I didn't see other than Rosh Hashanah, I didn't see anybody else mention that should be best after chatzos. But there's not already. Rosh Kamenetsky says not, and others say not. So it shouldn't be done Thursday night. It should be done Friday during the day. Okay, that's as far as what's a little bit unique to this year's calendar. Now, there's another point I wanted to talk about. Just a second. Oh, so we spoke last week about the idea of Zmanim, the Plaga Mincha, and night, how these play themselves out in our Hanhaga. So we mentioned that a person could be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, and he should make sure to daven mincha that day, at least before plagim mincha, but then he could daven mikav Shabbos and daven marav after plagim mincha. So the question is, let's say a person did that, and any week during the 7 weeks of the Omer, person started Shabbos early, and it's still before Shkia, and then he remembers that he didn't count Sfiras HaOmer from Thursday night. Forgot to count Thursday night. So now, normally the din is, if a person forgets at night, even if he gets the entire night, so he counts during the day, without a bracha, because it's a suffix if you could be Mekayim Mitzvah during the day. But since it's a suffix, he might be Mekayim Mitzvah, so you do it, and then the following night already he can continue with a bracha, right? Because we say it's enough of a tziruf. Maker did most places can hold that one night is not totally on the other night, right? Most places can hold that it's 49 separate parts of the mitzvahs, so it doesn't make a difference. Even if you forgot one day altogether, you can still continue. And even like the tzad, that it is one long mitzvah, but you count it during the day, maybe that's good enough. So he's allowed to continue at night with the bracha. But what about in this case where, so let's say the regular, let's say he forgets on a Wednesday night and he remembers Thursday, so even if it's close to Shkia, he can still count without a bracha and then continue that night with a bracha. And in fact, some akronim say even if it's after Shkia, even if it's, in other words, he forgot Wednesday night and now it's Thursday night after Shkia, the Shkia already, it's already been Ishmashis. Even so, a number of akronim say if he counts then, let's say Wednesday night was Chayis 12, so he counts Thursday after Shkia 12 without a bracha. So today is 12 days in the Omer, which is 1 week and 5 days, and then the following that night, later that night, he continues with the bracha, counts 13.
Even if that person already prayed that's what I'm getting at.
So Ramosha Payne says a tshuva about, let's say not only did he pray Marav, but let's say he's a Mekabel Shabbos already. Let's say it's a Friday. It was the Thursday night that he forgot, and now Friday afternoon he was Mekabel Shabbos in Daven Marav, and then he remembers he never counted the Omer. Excuse me. He never counted the Omer from Thursday night. So he writes in the tshuva that he can still do it. He can still count.
Only before the Shkia?
He doesn't. I don't think he gets into that Nekuda there. I think it's a separate child, whether he has to share. As I mentioned, you know, there are many some Achronim say even after the Shkia counts. So I don't. That's the except Shaila. So Rabbi says he could do it even after having been Makabal Shabbos, Mamash Makabal Shabbos, Navi Marv, he could still count to his Omer for Thursday night, because the idea was he was Mamshich the Kedusha Shabbos into the day, and therefore he davened Marv, he davened the Tefillah Shel Shabbos, but he's still allowed it. The Metzias of the day is still what it is. It's at least like many sheets, it's still Yom, right? Not like Rabbi Yehuda we mentioned last week. Like many sheets, it's still Yom. So still Yom, still Thursday. So you can count. And
especially if it's the rhythm on top.
Yeah, okay. But the point, well, see, I'm not sure that makes such a difference, because the point is Mekabel Shabbos. You might say Mekabel Shabbos, so that's it. It's gone. The Thursday's gone. Right. Or Friday's gone. Friday's gone. But the Rebbe is not like that. You can still count that bracha, of course, and then that night continue with the bracha. Okay. So what about the following case? And this could happen this year. Hopefully it won't happen to anyone, but it could happen. You know, the halacha is after yontif, the person has to make avdala, right? What's a yontif? So let's make avdala all the guys. Let's say one forgets at night, forgot, didn't make avdala that night. So could he make avdala the next day? So by Shabbos we learned you can make Abdullah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because it's all Mesiachis from the previous Shabbos. But what about Yontif? Yontif doesn't have the same idea. So the Achronim say you can make Abdullah one day. Let's say Yontif was Yontif ended on a Tuesday, so he can make Abdullah Monday. I mean, excuse me, Wednesday. If he forgot Tuesday night, he can make Abdullah just Wednesday, and that's it. If he forgot Wednesday, it's for Fallon. He lost it. So this year Shavuos comes out, according to the calendar we have, comes out on a Wednesday and a Thursday.
Thursday night is Matzah Yontif.
It's correct. So he's supposed to make Abdullah Thursday night. Let's say he forgets Friday morning, Ach Abdullah, Friday morning, Friday during the day. Let's say he forgets Friday and he starts Shabbos early. and it's before Shkia, and he remembers he's about to make Kiddush, and remembers that I made Abdullah. Now, it's a little different. This time I talked about Shabbos morning. It's a little different case. I don't think I mentioned this. Is it possible? You can only make Abdullah one day. So do we say, well, look, Ramosha said, even though you can only count Sphere during that day, but it's still the day. Even though you started Shabbos, it's still the day.
It wasn't a bracha.
Was it?
By Sphere, it wasn't a bracha.
Well, but he's going to continue a bracha afterwards.
Right, but that's
based on this counting. He's relying on this counting. It's not just Stam. It's not just, you know, can't hurt. Right? He's counting now, and then he's continuing with the bracha afterwards. So he's counting on it, relying on it. So maybe make Abdullah with the bracha. Or is it perhaps different because...
Well, he's relying on that because we have a doubt if it's one big mitzvah or if it's a set of mitzvot. So he's doing safek to keep counting. In this case...
But the point I'm saying is that even though he's counted after his Makabal Shabbos, we consider it that he counted on Friday. So maybe it's Friday Lagabi Abdullah too. And now, I don't even know why it's so wild to say this, because what I did discuss one Shabbos morning here before davening, I discussed a case which the Magen Avraham talks about, where a person forgot to make, or whatever reason, did not make Abdullah Mitzvah Shabbos. It's a Shabbos, right? And then Sunday, Monday, he talked about a case where a person's fasting. It's Rosh Hashanah is Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday night. And the person is fasting after Shabbos 2 days in a row. He's not eating from time Shabbos is over until Monday night, Rosh Hashanah. He's fasting. He feels he really needs to prepare for this Rosh Hashanah. He's going to fast a 48-hour fast. So it says, the Magen Avraham says, he should make sure to hear Abdullah from somebody else. He can't make Abdullah because he can't drink the kos. But make sure to hear Abdullah from someone else. But what happens if he forgets? And now it's Monday night, which is Monday, Tuesday, it's still time to make Abdullah. Could he still make Abdullah? But he already is Makabal, it's already Yontif. He has to make Kiddush. Could he make Abdullah? So Magen Avraham holds, he does. The question is how to do it exactly, but he makes Abdullah. He makes Abdullah for Shabbos and Kiddush for Yontif. So why would it be so strange to suggest that this person also, he still has to make Abdullah, even though he's going to be making Kiddush soon. But so what? It's still, it's still the day. It's still the day after. Maybe he brought in Kiddush. The fact that he brought in Kiddush Shabbos, that shouldn't contradict Abdullah. Just like bringing Kiddush Yontif doesn't contradict Abdullah for Shabbos, according to the Magen Avraham. So, no. But I asked Rav David Feinstein once. I saw him one time in Chicago, and I asked him the Shaila, and he said, no, Avadanisht. Can't make Abdullah. He's Makabal Shabbos. So I asked him if he's father's Jew. I said, the famous Jew there, Gizmosha, that he's Makabal Shabbos, he can still daven, he can still count Sefer. No comparison. I think he was Mazbir a little bit more. I don't remember exactly what words of Hezber he offered, but he said no. So that's a steer. You took in Shabbos already, so then you ended this Man Havdol. I guess we can say there's a Man Havdol is just one day, right? Just one day. Here, by the case of the Magen Avraham, right? The person who didn't make Havdol Motzai Shabbos, and now it's Yontif, so it's still this Man Havdol is 3 days. So he's still within this Man Havdol. It's just the question of how to do it, because he's already got Kedushas Yontif. So
then we also learned, I think, last year about like Yav Yavai. If you forgot to say something, like by Mincha, or something like that, couldn't say it again.
Well, there's a shaila. If you forgot to say by Mincha and Mariv, it's already not Rosh Chodesh, right?
I think so. Basically, we came out that since we took Shabbos, they couldn't go back and say Aliyah.
Since he took in Shabbos,
so over his mom last.
Can't go back. Maybe, okay.
Is that
I
could be
out. Not sure. I don't remember if that's the case. But maybe the pshat is here that when it's Monday night, I need to make Abdullah yet, so it's still this man, it's within this man Abdullah. The fact so I took in Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Yom Tov, it's not a steer. It's not a stira. The bir halacha is a big problem, what the nusach should say. Okay, but it's not inherently a stira to make abzela between Shabbos and Nevach just because now it's Yom Tov. But here, the heter, it's you're making Abdullah between Yom Tov and Chol, and you only have one day. So once it's the new day, it's not the Zman anymore. So for that, he's saying we look at it like it's a new day. Once you started Shabbos, you brought it's not just the Kedusha Shabbos, I guess. You started Shabbos, so it's no longer the one day after. That's what he's saying. I'll be honest, unfortunately, I don't know. It could be.
Of course, it can be yours.
Not gonna help. You can have mine, but it's right. You missed it. Anyway, I'll call him. That's what he told me. I don't know if I saw the shadow anywhere in print, but that's what the fancy told me, that it's a kavod. In that case, he can no longer make kavod. So you have to remember this year, and like every year, but to be particularly vigilant, matzai shavuos to make kavod, not to let lag to the next day. I'm sure I told you this before, but I should mention. Somebody once had the shadow Gabi Tefillin, where apparently somebody wasn't feeling so well on Friday, and in the morning, whatever, and he didn't put on Tefillin, and then later in the day, I guess he's feeling a little bit better, but he slipped his mind, and he took in Shabbos early, Kabbal Shabbos early, and after the Kabbal Shabbos, he remembered he had not put on Tefillin. He tended to it. He felt better. He was up to it. He was capable, putting on tefillin, but he's already Shabbos, he's Makabel Shabbos. And you can't put on tefillin on Shabbos, certainly not L'Shem Mitzvah. So he's already Makabel Shabbos. Is there, but it's before Shkia. Is there any Eitzah? Is there any Eitzah for him to fulfill Mitzvah's tefillin? So L'maisa, there's a Lavush. Lavush was a Talmud of the Ramah. Lavush brings down that when a person is Makabel Shabbos, he has the Yecholus of reversing it. At least Kozman, he hasn't davened Mariv. He has the yecholas, he has the ability to reverse the Kabbalah Shabbos Ayidei Hataras Nadar. Just like a person makes a neder and is mekabel upon himself, whatever restriction it may be. So in many circumstances, he's able to be mata the neder. If he has a proper pesach, charat, whatever it is, he can be mata the neder. So here too, if a person realized that he should not have been mekabel Shabbos, then he could be Shoal on the Kabbalah, and then do what he needs to do. So I actually asked this exact shaila with the tefillin. I asked what's the Rabbi Yashiv. I had the opportunity to ask him the shaila, and this is exactly what he said to do. He said if the person has a daven mariv, that's exactly what he should do. He should be shoal on the Kabbalah Shabbos, put on tefillin, and then afterwards make Kabbalah Shabbos again.
What is the difference if you already prayed Maariv?
Because if you prayed Maariv already, and if he's going to make it, he's going to undo the Shabbos, then the whole Maariv is Brach Levatala. Seven Brachas Levatala. Because you can't daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei on the weekday. So that he can't do. It's like he doesn't have the right to do that, to take off the Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Acharim talk about the same Shaila, about a few different scenarios. There was a tshuva in the Rav Pa'olim, I believe, from the Ben Ishchai. Rav Pa'olim, one of his farm. There's a tshuva about a person who had hired some workers, and they worked for him on Friday, and they finished working on Friday. So the din is a mitzvah we just had last week's sedra, right? B'yomo titein schara, b'lof sava lav hashemesh. You have a mitzvah d'orais to pay the worker bo bayom. And the level of shemesh, and there's a love not to let it, not to be to delay till night. And this the balabas who had hired them, he forgot about it, and he already traveled out of town. Traveled by horse out of town to whatever, a suburb or something, and he's mekabel Shabbos. And afterwards, he realized he hadn't paid his worker. So he says this as well, that if there's enough time that he'll be shoal on his Kabbalah Shabbos, enough time to get back on his horse, you know, go back to town and pay the worker, then he has to do that. He has to do that because he has a chiyuv of, like I said, a chiyuv deraisa, and he's in the shail of a being over level otherwise. So that's the Ben Shechai Paskin, so he has to be shal on Shabbos and pass and do that. The more maybe common case or more is a person who didn't have mincha on Friday. He forgot he didn't have mincha. Maybe usually davens at an early minyan or whatever it is. And this time he forgot. And he was Mekabel Shabbos. And then he realized he didn't have mincha. He said, Mekabel Shabbos already. You can't have mincha. Shmur Paskins, if a woman already lit Shabbos Licht and she realized she didn't daven mincha, so Mishnah Berurah says she has to daven twice Maariv. Daven Maariv and Tashlumin. Can't daven mincha when she's miskabel Shabbos, especially through looks there is her friend. So Mishnah Berurah's pesach, she says he has to, and she has to, and even if she doesn't normally daven Maariv, some of them daven Maariv, but tonight she has daven Maariv. At least Shema Esrei, unless like the daven on Berachas Kriyas Shema. But at least she has daven, because you can't daven Tashlumin without the Ikar Tefillah. The only way to daven Tashlumin is first have the Ikar Tefillah of this man, and then you say a second Shema Esrei is Tashlumin. So she has to daven Maariv, Leil Shabbos Maariv, and then the second Leil Shabbos Maariv for Tashlumin. So that's the more complicated person. Remember this after he was Makabel Shabbos, but he didn't bench licht or whatever, and he didn't have Maariv yet. So what some of the Sfarim say, they should be Shoal and his nether. There's a one famous case in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh. There's a Shaila. Where's Tafresh in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah? As a shaila in the Taz, it's a shaila and tshuva on the daf of Shulchan Aruch in the Taz about a community. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and then goes into Shabbos, right? And this particular community didn't have a shofar. They had no shofar to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah, so they sent a guy wherever Chutz L'Tchum to a distance to go bring him back a shofar. And it's Friday already, second day of Rosh Hashanah, getting close to night, and there's no sign of him. So they're Makabel Shabbos. It wasn't Shkia yet. They're Makabel Shabbos already. I figured that's it. For Fallon, they weren't Zeicha to be the close shofar. So the Tzir was Makabel Shabbos, and then after Makabel Shabbos, he comes running in or riding in whatever with the shofar. It's still before Shkia. So it's the Rosh Hashanah. If they had it for Makabel Shabbos, they blow shofar, they take it and blow shofar with a bracha. But here they're Makabel Shabbos ready. Can't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. It's an unusual case when it's the second day of Shabbos. In this case, I mean for an hour. Right. So there's a whole famous taz there about how we look at the fact once Makabel the next day, how we view that. Lamaisa, the bottom line, if you look at, I think, Mishnah Berurah over there, some tough race, it's psak, is that they should blow a shofar without a bracha. I think they davened the rain in that case. I don't think that it should be. I think the case was they had davened Maariv already, so it wasn't even a shaila of being shoal on the Kabbalah.
Wants to be
Mazar 3
is enough.
Yeah, so here, there's a tough
race. They found Maariv was before Shkia, so that was the case.
Yeah, let you hear the Mishnah Berurah is Sifkan Zayin. It's a Taz, like I said, but the Mishnah brings it down. He says, Kahol Shesholchu Le'iracheris Lahavi Lam Shofar, Venisaki V'Shaliach Ad Sof Yom Sheni. Took him till the end of the second day to come up with the shofar. For Rosh Hashanah, how you be on hay will be on vav. Ukeshaba my shofar Chris Palalushal Shabbos. They daven Maariv. Aval haya od hayom gadol. Im ain sham baki litkoa shelo kibel of Shabbos tonight. If there's somebody there that wasn't mekabel Shabbos who can blow shofar about, then he should do it. But if there's no such person who knows how to blow shofar who wasn't mekabel Shabbos, then as yitka mishakibel Shabbos blow bracha. So even someone who's Makabel Shabbos should blow shofar without a bracha. That's similar if he explains more. He doesn't explain, but perhaps that's part of the cheshbon here. He says, "V'lo yitka rak tashrat tashat tarat," just the 30 kolos v'lo yoser. V'dav kimod yom gadol avil kfar ben hashmashos in the kol klal. The biyom sheni and chiyuvil tkoilim the rabbanon. The bavisam seik the rabbanon. Av biyom rishon the chiyuvim the raisa chayv the kol b'librach even the ben hashmashos. So then. Okay, so that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, but in this case they didn't have the option to be shoal on the Kabbalah, so they had to do it. So let me just see if he brings in some of the raid here. So he quotes from the Taz, the Svar of Kabbalah B'Taz. Ilu hayu yodim shiyagia shalicha meshofer lo hayu makab m'shavs v'yom. So it's a shtickle Kabbalah B'Taz. So Tefillin, we said you could, if you didn't have in Marvid, you could be Shoal. Sefiras Armor, we said even if you did have him, you can count that a bracha. Havdalah, said from Dov Feinstein, you can't do Havdalah for Yontif. If you forgot Thursday night, so you Shuas and you didn't make Havdalah till you Makabel Shabbos, it's for Fallon. And some other things, if you weren't in Davin Marv, like paying us a worker or Davin Michal, you could show on your Kabbalah. Okay.